But on the line now I have Dave Kelly, and he's organising All in a Row. Good morning to you, Dave.
How you know? How are things?
Not too bad at all. Now, is it last year the first year this was done on the Liffey?
No, we started in 2016, all, and it was kind of a response to the worsening homeless crisis. So we done something for Focus Ireland in 2016 and raised 35,000.
Wow.
And since that then we kind of stuck with the water-based charities, the RNLI and the Irish Underwater Search and Recovery Unit, because they're a little bit closer to what we kind of do, because we're all water-based, be it rowers or kayakers or canoeists and that, you know.
Okay, so basically it's all about charity tomorrow. It's all about
charity. Yeah, exactly. And the group we've formed, like the community group we have, All in a Row, is to help charities, really. And as I say, we're kind of aligned with the RNLI and the Irish Underwater Search and Recovery Unit at the moment.
Now, it's all in a row. It's all about change. How has it changed in the short period of time since you initiated it?
Well, funny enough, it was well received anyway, because, you know, there's an awful lot of people out there doing an awful lot of work for different charities, and yet there was nothing happening, let's say, for the Liffey community, in a fashion that kind of drew in people from the East Coast, the Grand Canal Basin, be it the, you know, the Inland Waterways Association. The ladies that do the dragon boats. So we kind of, you know, looked at just a magnet, if you like, to pull everyone in together to see if this community could work in terms of having a bit of fun on the Liffey, animating the Liffey with all their different types of boats, sort of demonstrating the different skills for the different boats, but at the same time trying to reach out, trying to get a few bob from the corporates if at all possible, and from the general public, raise a few quid, and you know, all these charities need money to continue their good work. And for us, as I say again, this year it's the RNLI and the Irish Underwater Search and Recovery Unit.
And I have to say, Dave, that's the first time I've heard that expression, the Liffey community. I didn't know there was one.
Well, there is now, anyway. Well, I suppose, you know, in different ways, like, you've definitely got, you know, in Ringsend, of course, now you've got St. Pat's Rowing Club and Stella Maris Rowing Club, and they obviously represent the Ringsend community in terms of rowing. So we just extended that to kind of, as I say, pull in everybody else. So it's kind of a growing community now, and a lot of people wouldn't have known each other at the start, but now they kind of rely on each other to some extent. And certainly this event relies on everybody in terms of numbers. And hopefully tomorrow, you know, if anyone's around in town, we'll have everybody coming up from the Tom Clark Bridge towards the Sean O'Casey Bridge, which is at the Jeannie Johnson famine replica ship. And we'll have all the boats together for 1 o'clock, and we'll lay two wreaths, one from the RNLI, one from the Irish Underwater Search and Recovery Unit, and they'll just represent to commemorate anybody who may have been lost to the sea or drowning in any way at all in this country. And we'll pay tribute to that by a minute's silence, and the trumpeter will play the last post.
Yeah, well, we have Irish water safety here on quite a lot, especially every bank holidays. And I'm just reading in the past, I think it was yesterday or so, that deaths at sea and in the water have gone right down since statistics have been taken. So that's good news all around.
Well, it is. I think people are more aware, and there's a lot of work being done by the RNLI. There's a team of people headed by Rose Michael at the moment who have primary school kids from St. Lawrence O'Toole, O'Connell Boys Primary School and City Quay Primary School. And they're giving them a little bit of training, probably at the moment even, Noel, in the Dublin City Council Docklands office there on Custom House Quay. So they're giving them a bit of training, and the training is kind of, they've RNLI have a Respect the Water campaign. And so they, you know, they go through a few things with them, and the kids are fantastic, because they kind of jump on all the sort of stuff that's being said to them. And there's another thing, Float to Live is another campaign. And generally they're giving them ideas about, you know, and facts about water safety, the sort of currents and tides that happen, even on the Liffey, of course. And they talk about the sort of voluntary work that they do.
Yeah, because the activity on water now is much more than it ever was before. Sports and all sorts of activities and stuff like that.
Well, it has to be encouraged. I mean, you know, people should take safety on board, for sure. That's the primary thing, and then get involved in rowing clubs and canoe clubs and any form of them. The sailing clubs down, there's the Pillbeg Sailing Club, you know, locally there in Dublin. It's a gem of a place, and the Liffey itself is very underused. So, you know, we're working on that too, to try and make sure that people have access to the Liffey.
Okay, and you were talking, now there's quite a diverse group of people that's going to take part in this. So give us an idea of some of them, from the smallest to the largest.
Well, locally anyway, it'd be Stella Maris Rowing Club. They're rowing since the 1930s, I think. Same with Pats. So there's a great rivalry there. And, of course, the East Coast is, Skiff Association, which encompasses, like, we'll have teams coming from Skerries and Fingal. We should have teams, crews coming from Dalkey and Dunleary. So, you know, they'll come along. If they're not bringing boats, boats will be shared by to them with from the local clubs. We've also got the likes of the Inland Waterways, who are up in the canal basin. They'll bring their barges down through the locks in around, I think, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, which is always a great sight to see. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Plurabella paddlers coming down as well from the Grand Canal Basin, I think, and the Viking paddlers. We've also got, there's people coming down, I think there's about 12 or more people coming down from the Laggan in Belfast with quite a large cork that they've built themselves. So it'd be great to see them, because we haven't had much experience with people from the Laggan before, but we'll have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. It sounds
And then there's people... Sorry, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it sounds to me like, when I said about changes since its initiation, it sounds like the numbers have grown since it started, and grown more.
It looks like it. Like, you know, even if it's a slow build, and if people have the time, because it's a tricky enough time this time of the year for people travelling. Because it's still dark in the mornings, and then it gets dark early in the afternoons. But people are making an effort to come up. They're coming up from Cork as well. The Navoga Corky Club are coming up as well. I think there's rowers coming from Donegal as well. So all told, as I say, there's a big effort being made from different parts of the country, and I hope they all enjoy the day. Mm-hmm. We'll be in St. Pat's Club in Ringsend, and you know there'll be food provided for anybody that's participating, or anybody who drops down will get a cup of tea at least.
Okay, and schools, as you say, getting involved, and also the Sea Scouts are going to be involved as well.
Yeah, the Sea Scouts will be there, which is always good, because it's you have to see young people coming into these activities as well. The Sea Scouts are always welcome, you know. It's great to see them.
And obviously you want a lot of people to come along and support in the morning and cheer people on all the way. It's a long old stretch from 8 o'clock until 1. So obviously you'll be up and down the Liffey. Any estimate how many times you'll go up and down from one end to the other?
Well, it's hard to say. Like, you know, obviously we're throwing out something that we try to, reach 1,000 kilometres, let's say. But it's not a race, so people can enjoy just going up and down the Liffey, which is a great experience anyway. Like, you're going under the iconic bridges, you're going past the iconic buildings. So people will be just enjoying that. So if anyone drops down, they'll particularly around 1 o'clock or 11:30, they'll see all the boats coming up the Liffey towards the Sean O'Casey Bridge, from Tom Clark, from the Docklands area. And that'll be quite a spectacle, I hope, anyway. And then, as I say, we'll have the trumpeter playing the last post at 1 o'clock.
Okay, and it's all about charities, as we said. So if anyone listening now, what way can they donate or help in any way towards this?
Well, we have there's the On Row website page. So that's important. If people get onto that, there's a donate page on that. There's also the Facebook page, the On the Row Facebook page, that will link you into that as well. So any donations, of course, would be very helpful. And, you know, as I say, just go down, have a look, and, you know, they might be inspired in some way to get involved in water activity.
And all the groups that's involved, they're all sponsored as well, I imagine.
Well, the groups themselves, like, I suppose it would be different clubs. So, you know, they'd work hard to keep everything going themselves. Now, this would be out of season for most people, of course. Most of the season would start maybe around May right up until maybe September at this stage. So everybody would have put their boats away at some stage, but they're taking them back out for this.
Okay, now the RNLI, they will have the 85 inshore lifeboat on sort of show, if you want to say, beside the Jeannie Johnson there. So can people get on board of that, or just to have a look from distance?
Well, I'd say that they have that there like for the last couple of days, and they've been using it to train some of the kids from the schools I mentioned. And then on tomorrow, they'll use that tomorrow then just to be involved in the flotilla, and also maybe to lay the reed from that particular lifeboat as well.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's not in demand at the moment. It's something that we've got for the last couple of days, and we'll use it tomorrow as well.
But it's not
something that we're bringing people out on. I mean, it's a very fairly high tech rib.
Great thing to have a look at, though. It's really great, very interesting for people.
Yeah,
wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. And is it happening at this time? Is it the same time every year that happens, or is there any particular reason why you have it around November?
Well, more or less the same time, late November, early December. And that's usually like kicking off with the effort we made to raise some money for the homeless situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being in solidarity with people who are, I suppose, on the streets at this kind of difficult time of the year.
Okay, listen, congratulations to yourself. Anything else you want to get out there before I let you go, Dave?
No, listen, no, thanks to Near FM for giving us a chance to pitch it anyway, Noel, and hope anyone that's coming enjoys themselves tomorrow.
Okay, have a good time anyway, and thanks very much, and let's hope it stays a little bit dry just for a couple of hours tomorrow.
No, it's looking good. No, looking good, thanks.
Okay, thankfully. Thanks very much. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Right, no,
we'll talk to you again. Good luck tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. And that's Gabe Kelly, and he's the organiser of All in a Row, and that's taking place tomorrow on the Liffey from 8 o'clock on to 1 o'clock. It's a good stretch, but if you're along there and have a look,